The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, March 26th. Watching the Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm Blair Lede.
And I'm John Pertzborn. Here's a live look now. The Gateway Arch. Let's get a check of your weather. Still some stray showers, little raindrops falling.
Yeah, basket of some rain coming through this morning. That rain starting to wind down just a little bit. The rain has moved out here of Maryland Heights, and it's moved east of downtown St. Louis as well. Although closer to the Mississippi River, there still may be a little mist or drizzle coming down. Those showers now primarily in our Illinois communities. And we'll see that facet of rain over the next half an hour to an hour here work its way through our Illinois communities. That is with the cold front, with the same storm system that brought us the heavy rain yesterday afternoon and evening. And it's doing its job. 54 at Scott Air Force Base in Greenville right now, but it's just 41 in Washington. We've dropped to 43 St. Charles and down in the Arnold area. So make sure you have a good coat this morning. It's going to be a chilly, gray day across the St. Louis region. We'll have your full outlook again coming up in just a few minutes.
All right, let's get a check-in on our early morning accident on our Maryland Heights Expressway. So as you can see, it is still active and it is blocking your right-hand lane. Given how dark it still is outside with those slick roadways, take extra precaution moving through the county on the Maryland Heights Expressway. As for your city travel, I'm also starting to see the rain have its effects on our roadways here as well. Take a look at our westbound travel on 70 moving past McKinley. Definitely heavy. What's not going to help with this is I'm getting reports we do have a one-car vehicle crash at Branch Street. Expect those delays for about the next hour.
Thank you, Calista. 633. Well, caught on camera, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland collapsed. This was after a large ship hit it at around 1230 this morning. Take a look at this dramatic video here. It shows that moment when a Singaporean flag container ship hit a support beam and caused the bridge to collapse and fall into the water. Baltimore police right now are saying there is no indication of terrorism. A little difficult to see at that point, but now that the sun is coming up, you get a better view at the scene right now. The Maryland governor declared a state of emergency. Authorities are reportedly searching for upwards of seven people. Two of them have been rescued from the water. One of them was okay after that 185-foot drop. The other was seriously injured, taken to the hospital. Officials say freezing temperatures are a concern as they continue with the search and rescue operations. 48 degrees that water is right now. The 1.6-mile four-lane bridge, it extended over the Patapsco River. It opened up in 1977, took 5 years to build, $60 million. It was named after the Star Spangled Banner author, Francis Scott Key. And we will continue to follow that as we get the very latest details. That mayor there is calling for prayers for families and also for the first responders who are out there dealing with that. 634 right now. Gender neutral restrooms coming to Edwardsville High School. This is after the school board passed a controversial multi-million dollar plan for the project.
Let's check in with the Power of Two's Chris Renier. He is in Edwardsville, Illinois this morning with what the restrooms will look like. Chris.
John, we're certainly a talk route here. Good morning to both of you. There will be both public and private areas as part of this restroom plan. People speaking out in favor of the project and also against it last night at a pretty fiery school board meeting. We are just outside of Edwardsville High School this morning. This is where those gender neutral restrooms will be constructed. And we can show you some renderings of what these restrooms will look like. The bathrooms shared by boys and girls will feature private, fully enclosed stalls for each student. There's going to be a light above each room indicating whether the stall is locked and already in use or if it's empty and available. District officials say the hand washing stations will be in the center of the room for everyone to use. We're told these stations will be visible from the lobby and supervised during the busiest parts of the day. This is a $6.8 million plan approved by the board for these gender-neutral bathrooms. District officials say some renovations are already underway in the commons area right next to the bathrooms. The board did vote to send a portion of this project out for a new bid, and that is because a board member's company was allowed to be part of the initial bidding process. We will see where this all goes from here. The Edwardsville District on spring break this week, so we will see what happens once they come back from school and this plan starts to evolve. For now, live in Edwardsville, I'm Chris Vernier.
Thank you, Chris. 6:36 is your time. Well, a former Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader has died. This is after she gave birth to her daughter, who also died. 40-year-old Crystal Anderson was 21 weeks pregnant when doctors say they couldn't find a heartbeat for her daughter, Charlotte. Doctors then delivered Charlotte, who was born at rest. The next day, Crystal spiked a fever, became septic, and then went into organ failure. Despite three surgeries, she died days later. Not only was Crystal a Chiefs cheerleader for 10 seasons, but also a yoga instructor and a software engineer. The Journal of American Medical Association says maternal deaths in the U.S. have more than doubled over two decades, with Black moms dying at the highest rate. Funeral services for Crystal are being held this week.
Well, the Power of Two is your local election headquarters if you want to run in the Missouri primary August 6th. Today is the final day to file. Filing opened on February 27th. Missourians will be electing a new governor among many other races. Checking in now with our Nissan Rogue Runner, Nick Lopez. Where are you going, Nick?
Hey, John, I'm just headed westbound right now, enjoying my cruise through the light rain. I'm going westbound on 6440, approaching the Boyle Avenue exit. And, you know, the roads are wet. Traffic is moving along, though, smoothly right now. No delays right here where I'm at the moment. But the roads are wet, so be aware of that as you make your way out today. But things are looking pretty good other than the light rain that's still coming down out here. In the Nissan Rogue Runner, Nick Lopez, back to you.
All right, thank you, Nick. Be safe out there. 6:38. The total solar eclipse is less than 2 weeks away now.
It's something that won't happen again over the United States for about two decades. Now, we want you to be able to see this safely. You can get a free pair of special glasses, and you can get those at St. Louis Public Library locations. There is a limit of one pair per person in your immediate household, and these are only available while the supplies last. So get them while you can.
All right, we'll count down to that. Looking forward to it, John. You better get you some glasses.
Oh, yes. I'm going to get those glasses and stare at the sun.
All right. A live look here from our roof camera this morning in Maryland Heights. And that little thing you like, John, is moving pretty quickly this morning.
Oh, the anemometer.
Yeah.
Anemometer.
Yes. We're going to get a check of that weather with meteorologist Angela Huddy on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck. Angela, you can say that word, right?
If you have a home anemometer, it's getting a little work this morning. It got a lot of work over the last couple of days. Good push of wind with a cold front that's coming through this morning, and that came through and is coming through with a little push of rain. And that cold front going to help solidify our chilly feel for the next couple of days. Below average temperatures today and tomorrow, and concerns about frost and freeze again the next couple of mornings. Wednesday morning and Thursday morning will again be quite cold. Here's where the rain stands right now, primarily now into our Illinois communities, stretching from Macoupin County to the north to Randolph County in the south. Most of our Missouri communities are done with the steadier rain, although as you saw from Nick's shot there, there's still a little bit of light rain or a little mist coming down closer to the Mississippi River. But these showers now from the Illinois Route 4 corridor down through St. Jacob, down through Muscoda, through the Scott Air Force Base area, and on down into western portions of Randolph County now, still to the west of Sparta. But rain coming down now at Eckert's Farm in Belleville. You can see the wet view there from our Renewal by Anderson web camera, and leftover wet conditions here outside of Blueberry Hill in the Del Mar Loop. Lambert's dropped to 45 degrees. Again, we were 53 last hour, so an 8-degree drop with the front coming through. Winds have eased back a touch as the front's pulled farther away, but still on the breezy side, and we'll be that way all day. West-southwest winds at 17. Gusts are still to about 30 miles per hour. So you factor in the breeze, it makes it feel a little colder. Real good look here at what the front's doing to our temperatures. We've now dropped to 49 in Edwardsville, 45 degrees in Muscoda. And you can see even colder air back behind it. Union down to 38, but Mount Vernon still out ahead of that front, still at 52 degrees. These rain showers will fall apart as the front moves off to the east. Clouds will linger through the day. It will be chilly all day long, cloudy all day long, more clouds than sunshine at least. Temperatures try to get back to about 50 for an afternoon. Top temperature, clouds will start to clear after the sun goes down tonight, really take hold overnight, and that's going to allow our temperatures to tumble down into the 20s in many spots. Metro St. Louis will get frosty around that freezing point. But again, a lot of the area will wake up in the upper 20s tomorrow. So be ready for that. Cloudy conditions today. A few peaks of sunshine here or there. I can see a little brightness to the sky behind the rain. But those clouds will fill back in. Again, afternoon top temperatures will climb back towards 50 degrees. Tonight, cloudy this evening, clearing overnight. We'll wake up at or below freezing. Freeze to the west and north of St. Louis. Frosty conditions here in the metro. Highs only 54 tomorrow, though we will get the sunshine back. Another very cold start Thursday, then 64 Thursday, 70 on Friday, and mid-70s around on Saturday.